Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Gemara earlier on Daf Beis Amud Beis discusses the din of a cheresh and an ilim. A cheresh, the Gemara says, is medaber ve'enoy shemeya, and an ilim is shemeya ve'enoy medaber. And the Gemara says that both of them are considered people who have das, as opposed to Eino Shemeya ve'Eino Medaber, he's considered a Lav Bardeya, he's comparable to a Shoita and a Koton, he's Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. And therefore the Gemara says, Le'inyin Simcha, Eino Shemeya ve'Eino Medaber is Potter, but a Medaber ve'Eino Shemeya, or a Shemeya ve'Eino Medaber, they are Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Simcha. As opposed to the Mitzvah of Re'iyah, that the Gemara says, both a Cheresh, Shemedaber ve'Eino Shemeya, and a Ilaim, Shemeya ve'Eino Medaber, they're Potter from the Mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph explains what's the makar to this din. Now, le'inyan, the mitzvah of chagiga, bringing a carbon chagiga, that the Gemara does not discuss mefurish. Tosis at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, Dibar Maskel Shemei Ve'ein Medaber, Tosis holds that le'inyan chagiga, they are chayiv in the mitzvah of chagiga. We'll discuss later, this is not so poshet. Now, the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph says that the makar, that a cheresh, which is medaber ve'ein shemeya, and ilim, which is shemeya ve'ein medaber, the makar that they're potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah is from Hakel. By Hakel, there's a pasuk that says, Leman yishmu uleman yilmadu. From there we learn to be memayit or eino shemeya or eino medaber. And from Hakel we learn to the mitzvah of Re'iyah, like the Gemara says, Gomer Re'iyah, Re'iyah me Hakel, both of the places, Hakel and Aliyah Leregel, both of them, the pasuk says, Aloshen of Re'iyah, we learn one from the other. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, how do you see from the pasuk of Leman yilmadu to be memayit or shemeya ve eino medaber? Originally, the Gemara understood that someone who cannot speak, then obviously they're loy gemiri, they cannot understand, they're not capable of learning. And the Gemara asked on that akasha from the story about the two ilmim who were eventually cured, and it became evident that they understood all along exactly what was going on in the Beis Medrash. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Marzutra says, Kari be leman yilamdu. The pasuk by Hakel, which says, leman yilmadu, we have to read it, leman yilamdu, which means the mitzvah of Hakel is to come and hear the parsha that the melech reads and be able to say it over to teach others. And therefore, someone who's mute, he's not able to say over what he heard, he's potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. And the male, he's also potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, because we learn from Hakel to Re'iyah. Now, the Turi Evan over here points out, he says, how is it possible to learn Re'iyah from Hakel? Bishlima Hakel, we understand, the Torah pattern, someone who's not able to hear, because there's no point in him going. The whole point is to hear the parasha that the Melech reads. Or someone who's Shemeya ve'enei medaber, the Gemara originally understood that means to say, Loi Gemiri, he cannot understand what's going on, he's not able to learn. So we understand why the Torah pattern them from going and hearing the parasha of the Melech. But how can we possibly learn from there to the mitzvah of Re'iyah, which is not dependent on hearing anything or learning anything? The mitzvah is just to appear in the Azara, and since a cheresh and a ilim have das, they're mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, why should they not be mechuyiv in this mitzvah as well? And even though we have a gzeira shava to compare Re'iyah to Hakel, but since the p'tur by Hakel is not stam a gzeira sakosov, rather it's logical, it makes sense that the mitzvah should not be on someone who cannot hear and cannot learn, so such a thing we cannot compare to Re'iyah, where he is able to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's no logical reason to patter him. And therefore the Turi Evan concludes that the whole Gzeira Shove Re'iyah Re'iyah that we learn from Hakel to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that only makes sense to Maskonas HaGemara after the Gemara says that Misha Shemeya Ve'enei Medaber is Potter, not because Loi Gemiri, not because he's not able to learn. Really he is able to understand and learn, and therefore logically it would have made sense that he should be included in the mitzvah of Hakel. Still, the Torah patters him, it's a gzeir sekosov, that if he's not able to tell over what he heard, he's potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. And since it's not something which is totally in logic, it's a gzeir sekosov, therefore we are able to learn from Hakel to Re'iyah. And as far as a cheresh as well, someone who's not able to hear, that which the Torah patterned him from the mitzvah of Hakel, it's not totally in svara, it's not a logical reason, because we have a member later on the Omud from Reb Tanchum, he says, cheresh ba'oznei achas, Potter min Re'iyah, and the Mefarshim explain he means to say that Cheresh Bozne Achas is Potter from Hakel. That's learned out of the Pasik Bozneim, which is said by Hakel. And Memela, we also learn from Hakel to Re'iyah that Cheresh Bozne Achas is Potter min Re'iyah. Now, someone who's Cheresh Bozne Achas, he could hear, he's able to understand what the Melech says, so really there's no reason to patter him from Hakel. And still the Torah says that he's potter. Obviously it's a gzeiras hakosav, it's not something which is totally in logic. And therefore we're able to learn, both by a cherish and by a ilim, that just like the Torah patterned him from Hakel, the Torah also patterned him from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But in a chenami, if the only time a cherish was potter is if he does not hear at all, he's deaf in both ears. And ilim would be potter like the Gemara held in the Havamino because Le'gemiri, then in a chenami, these are reasons which are totally in logic, and we would not be able to learn from Hakel to Re'iyah. And the Turi Evan continues, and he says, I'll prove it, that everyone would agree that someone who's potter from Hakel because he does not understand Lashon HaKodesh. The Turi Evan assumes, as a Dover Poshet, that someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh is potter from Hakel, because Hakel is one of the things which is mentioned in the Mishnah and Saita, it has to be said dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, and someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh surely is not able to be Mekayim, the Pasuk of Leman Yishmu. Hearing without understanding is clearly not Shmiah, the Turi Evan says, and therefore it's Poshet that he's potter from Hakel. And he continues and he says, would anyone say that since someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh and is potter from Hakel, we should learn that he's also potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? No one would say such a thing. Since the Ptur in such a case is logical, it's because there's no point in of him going, he's not able to understand, then that would not be something that you could learn to Aliyah L'Regel. The reason is not applicable to Aliyah L'Regel. There's no reason why someone who does understand Lashon HaKodesh should have more of a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel than someone who does not understand. And therefore the Turi Evan says, just like everyone would agree to that, the same is true in the Havamina of the Gemara, that a Cheirish is potter only if he does not hear at all in either ear. And an Ilim is potter because he's Loi Gemiri, these are reasons which would only apply to Hakel and you would not be able to learn to Re'iyah. It's only L'maskanas HaGemara, that a Cheirish is potter even if he is able to hear in one ear. And an Ilim is potter even though he's Gemiri, so there's no logical reason why he should be potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. He's able to be Mekayim the mitzvah just like anyone else, and still there's Xeris HaKosov that he's potter. Therefore, we can learn from Hakel to Re'iyah as well that he's potter for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel also. This is the Shita of the Turi Evan, and the Sfasemos over here argues very strongly on a few points of the Turi Evan. Firstly, he says, the Turi Evan understands that after the Maskan of the Gemara, that an Ilaim is potter because we have to read the Pasuk Leman Yilamdu, he has to be able to teach, then it's already Xeris HaKosov. It's not a Svara. Because an Ilim is able to understand. Why should he be potter from Hakel? Just because he can't say over, that's not a reason to potter him. It's obviously a Xeris HaKosov, and therefore we can't learn from there to Re'iyah. However, the Sfasema says, maybe that's also a Svara. Maybe the Torah wants that a person should go hear Hakel, hear the words of the Melech, that he's able to say it over and teach it to others. Someone who's not able to say over, he is not able to fulfill the intention of the mitzvah of Hakel. And once this din of Ilim can be rationalized, that according to the Turi Evan, it should not be able to be a makar to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Therefore, he concludes that obviously we're not concerned about this. Even a miyat, which has a svar to it, if l'maisa, the din is true by Hakel, we could learn from there to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. That's the svar of the Sfas Emes, and we could add perhaps that even the din of Cherish, which the Gemara later on says, Cherish ba'oznei achas, potter min Re'iyah, we learn from a pasuk that he's potter from Hakel, and Mamili is also potter from Re'iyah. That also could be rationalized. We'll see more about this later on, but the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Aleph, when he brings the Miyut of Leman Yishmu, which excludes a Cherish, the Lashon of the Rambam is that Leman Yishmu, Lahoiti Misha Eino Shemeya Shmir Gemura. Someone who does not hear fully, he's excluded from the mitzvah of Hakel. And we'll see later on that there are those who want to understand the Rambam, that the Rambam means to say it's not stomach zeris akosov, that you have to be able to hear in both ears. Rather, the Rambam holds that someone who's not able to fully hear, his capacity of hearing is not complete, he will not be able to hear so well the words of the Melech, and therefore he's potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. So even the Maskana, it's a Svara. So again, what's the taina of the Turi Evan? That something which is a svar you cannot learn from Hakel to Re'iyah? Even the Maskana, it seems to be, according to the Rambam, that a Cherish is Nismayit Misvara. It's logically explained why he should be potter from the mitzvah. And still we see that we could learn from Hakel to Re'iyah. Obviously the taina of the Turi Evan is not a valid taina. Now a second point that the Sfasemis argues on the Turi Evan is that which the Turi Evan says that someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's potter from the mitzvah of Hakel, since the Pasuk says, L'man Yishmu, someone who doesn't understand is not Mekayim Shmiah. And the Sfas Emes argues on this point, as well as the Rishash, which is brought down in the Kuntres Achron on the Turei Evin, and here in Chagiga Daf Gimel as well, the Rishash says that even someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh is chayiv in the mitzvah of Hakel. They quote a Gemara in Megill Daf Yud Ches, which is mashma that women in general did not understand Lashon HaKodesh. And still we know that they were mitzvah in the mitzvah of Hakel. And the Sfas Emes says that even though someone who is not does not hear is potter from the mitzvah, nevertheless, we could apply the klal of kol haroi lebilo ein bilo ma'akeves. Someone who is not able to hear a chayrish, learn this might from the pasuk of l'man yishma'u. Someone who does have the ability to hear, even if they do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, but potentially they can go and learn Lashon HaKodesh, they are called roi lebilo, they are not excluded from the pasuk of l'man yishma'u. And the Rishash adds, based on that Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which says that Noshim and Amei Ha'aretz, who do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, still they are required to hear the Megillah, and they're Yotze even though they don't understand. And the Gemara says because they could be Mekayim Persumei Nisa. Rashi over there explains that someone who goes to hear the Megillah, even if they do not understand, they'll make sure to ask around and find out what exactly the Megillah says. They'll hear about the Neis, and therefore that's a key of Persumei Nisa for them to hear the Megillah. And so too the Rishash says that could be the same Yisoid, while even people who do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, they have the mitzvah of Hakel, because if they go and listen to the Melech speaking, they'll make sure to find out what the Melech said, and the point of the mitzvah of Hakel will be accomplished in them as well. And the Rishash over here in the back, he adds that the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Chagiga is mevor like this as well, that even someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hakel. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chagiga. That's where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Hakel. And the Rambam paskins that Hakel has to be said by Lashon HaKodesh. And he says, "Afal pi sheyesham lo yazois," even though there are people there who only speak foreign languages, "vegerim," and gerim as well, "she'enem akirim," they do not know Lashon HaKodesh, "chayovim lohochin libam ulehakshiv oznam l'shmaya be'ema v'yiro v'gila v'r'odo k'yem shenitna b'y'besinai." Even people who do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, they have to prepare their hearts and focus their attention to listen to the parasha of Hakel. The Rambam clearly holds that even someone who does not speak Lashon HaKodesh is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hakel. Not like the Turei Evin who said that someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh is potter. Now there are really two points to be made here. Firstly, this is a right, not like the Turei Evin. Rather, even someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Hakel. And a second point, which is brought down in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchok on Maseches Chagiga, the Turei Evin understood that in the Havamin of the Gemara, before we know that a Shemeya Ve'ena Medaber is Gemiri, rather we thought he does not understand. And before we knew that even a Cheresh Ba'iza and Achas, we thought that only a Cheresh who does not hear Bechlal is Potter from the Mitzvah of Hakel. At that point, the Turei Evin says, it wasn't only Exeris HaKosov, it had a Svar to it, that there's no point for them to go listen to the Parsha of Hakel, since they cannot hear or they cannot understand. However, from this Rambam we see that even someone who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, still the Torah wanted that he should come to the gathering of Hakel. And furthermore, the Gvuras Yitzchak quotes the Hemshech of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umisha eino yochel l'shmoya, mechavin libo l'kriya zu." Even someone who cannot hear, the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam discuss what exactly this means, he cannot hear. One of the Pshatim, the Lecha Mishnah quotes, as well as the Kiryas Sefer, they say it means that he's too far to hear the words coming from the mouth of the Melech. He's not close enough to hear. Still, he should come and be mechavin libo l'kriya zu. He should be mechavin to the kriya shelo kova hakosov ela lachazik das haemes v'yira atzme kiilu ata nitztava bo umipi agvura shreima. The Rambam says even someone who cannot hear still is mekayim the mitzvah of Hakel. He should think over in his mind about the words of the parasha that's being read. And from here as well we see that even someone who does not hear, the Torah does not patter him from the mitzvah of Hakel. We want that he should come to the gathering, and still he'll be inspired, he'll think about what's being said. And like the Rishash says, based on the Gemara in Megill Yud Ches, he'll ask around, he'll make sure to find out what was read. And if so, even someone who's a Cheresh, who cannot hear Bechlal, it's not Poshut Misvar that they should be Potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. So even if Cheresh means someone who doesn't hear Bechlal, it would seem that which the Torah patters him is Exeris HaKosov and not a Svara. Not like that which the Turei Evin assumed, that if a Cheresh means a total Cheresh, then it's not merely Exeris HaKosov, rather it's something which is rational. So Bekitzer, to summarize, the Turi Evan understood that in the Havmin of the Gemara, that Cheresh means a total Cheresh, and Ile means someone who doesn't understand. Then the Pasuk is telling us something which is rational, that he's not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and therefore he's Potter. Masha'inkin l'maskano, once Cheresh means even someone who's deaf in one ear, and once Ile means even someone who does understand, but he's not able to tell over, then it's Exeris HaKosev, it's not a Milsa, the Talyu B'svara, and only then in the Maskana does it make sense, the Limud, from Hakel to Re'iyah. And the Achreinim argue, they say, first of all, it could be even in the Havamina, where Cheresh meant someone who's totally deaf, it's still not a Svara, because we find that Tari was Mechayev, people who do not understand. Someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKadosh is Chayev. And someone who's too far away to hear what the Melech is saying, he's also Chayev. So Cheresh is Exeris HaKosev. That's one way to argue on the Turi Evan. And the other way that Achreinim say is the opposite, that even L'maskana, the Miyat of Cheresh and Ilaim is a Svara, it's not Stam Exeris HaKosev. Ilaim, like we explained from the Sfas Emes, that maybe the point of the Mitzvah of Hakel is to come in here to be able to tell over, and therefore L'maskana, that Ilaim means someone who's not able to tell over, even though he himself he understands, but he's Potter, because he's not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly, to be able to tell over to others. And Cheresh, like we explained, like the Diyuk of the Rambam, that maybe even someone who hears in one ear, the Torah wanted to patter him, and that's a svar, that someone who does not have hearing in both ears, he's not able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Hakel as well, therefore the Torah patterned him. Now there's another point that the Turi Evan brings, which we'll discuss, and that is, Marzutra explained, what's the limud to patter an Ilaim? The Pasuk has to be read, Leman Yilamdu, and the Ilaim, even though he's able to understand, he cannot teach others. Now Rav Ashi says that Rav Zutra must be right. We have to read it Leman Yilamdu, and that's the reason why an Ilaim is Potter. And it's not the pshat that an Ilaim is not able to learn. Because if the reason he's Potter is because he's not able to learn, then we would not have needed a Pasuk of Leman Yilmadu. It would have been included in the Pasuk of Leman Yishmu. Someone who can hear but not comprehend, he also would not be included in the Pasuk of Leman Yishmu. Why would we need another Pasuk of Leman Yilmadu? It must be that the Pasuk of Leman Yilmadu really is Leman Yilamdu, and it's telling us even someone who could hear and understand. But if he's not able to teach others, he's also Potter. Now the Turi Evan asks that Behemshech Rav Tanchum says that even a Cheresh Ba'oznei Achas is Potter min Ar'iyah. The Gemara Behemshech explains that once we have a Pasuk of Leman Yishma'u, we know already that you have to hear. So Ba'ozneim tells us that they have to hear in both ears. Ba'ozneim is going on each and every person, he has to hear with both of his ears. And the Turi Evan asks that according to this, really the Pasuk of Leman Yishma'u is only to be Megala to us, that Ba'oznehem means every person has to hear with both of his ears. If so, how could Rav Ashi say that someone who hears but does not understand would be included in the Miyut of Leman Yishma'u? Obviously the point of Leman Yishma'u is not to hear and understand, because even someone who can hear with one ear, he's also Nismait. Even though he hears and he understands, he's Potter if he does not have hearing in both ears. It's obviously a Xeris HaKosov that the Torah wanted to patter someone who does not have hearing in either one of their ears, and has nothing to do with being able to hear or understand. So how could we suggest that someone who hears but does not understand, they wouldn't be included in the Pasuk of Leman Yishma'u? But once we have Bozneim, obviously it's a Xeris HaKosov, and it's not that we're concerned that the person should be able to hear or understand. And therefore we would need a Pasuk of Leman Yilmadu, to be memayit someone who hears but does not understand, because they will not be nismayit from the Pasuk of Leman Yishma'u after we see that what the Torah is makbid on is hearing from both ears, in other words, Exeris HaKosov, and not a svara of being capable of hearing and understanding. This is the kasha of the Turi Evan, and the chayra, this seems to be toloi in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the words of Rav Ashi. If we look carefully, Rashi and Tosfos have different ways of explaining that which Rav Ashi said, that someone who's loy gemiri would be included in the miyot of Leman Yishma'u. Rashi says in Dibra Maschel v'kivan d'loy shoma, that once we have the miyot of Leman Yishma'u, prat l'medaber v'ino shemeya, Rashi says, anan sahadi d'tayma mishum d'loy gomer hu, shalo yovin kol ma sha'imrim l'fonov. Meaning we can testify, we can make a clear assumption that which the Torah was memait, someone who does not hear, that's really because he's not able to understand and not able to get the message of Hakel. And therefore we would not need a separate miyut, it would be included in this pasuk, someone who hears and does not understand. Tosfos, however, in Dibur Maschel Leman Yishma'u, he says, "De pashti dekra mashma ha'azino v'hevin." Taisa says the pashtus of the word yishmu does not only mean hearing, it means understanding. And therefore included in the miyut would be someone who hears but does not comprehend. Now it would seem that Einach HaNami, according to Rashi, the Torah Yevani would have a good kasha. Rashi says that Anan Sahadi, we could assume that which the Torah was memayit, someone who doesn't hear, is because he's not able to get the message of Hakel. If so, the Torah Yevani says that once we have another drasha to tell us Ba'azneim, even someone who does not hear in one ear, he's also Pater, then obviously we're chazer from this Anan Sahadi. Obviously the point of hearing is not that he should be able to get the message of Hakel. Because the Torah goes on to exclude someone who hears in one ear, even though he is able to get the message, still there's exerce a kosov that someone who does not hear, even in one ear, he's patterned from the mitzvah. And if so, the Torah Yevan is a good kasher, the lechere, we shouldn't need a pasuk to be memayit someone who hears but does not understand. However, according to Tosfos, that leman yishmu, the pashtut dekra, is that you have to be able to hear and comprehend, so even after we make a drasha of Baznehem, that you have to hear in both ears, someone who does not have hearing in even one ear, the Torah patterned him from the mitzvah, but still, ein mikro yoytzim bidei pshutai. The Torah also has a lashon of the man yishmu, which means hearing and comprehending. The drasha of Baznehem will not be mitzi krom bidei pshutai, rather there will still be a din of the man yishmu that you have to hear and comprehend, and therefore someone who hears but does not understand will be excluded. And additionally, there's a gzeres hakos of Baznehem that even someone could hear and could understand, but if he does not hear in both ears, the Torah gave him a ptur. So it would seem that the kasha of the Turi Evan is only shver on the way Rashi learns the sugya. Now there's an edition of the Turi Evan which has on the bottom a likut called Milui Evan, where he brings different ha'orais from Achrayim on the words of the Turi Evan, and it's quoted over there b'shem Rav Nochum Ber HaKoyin Adler to answer the kasha of the Turi Evan based on the diuk of the Rambam which we mentioned earlier. The Rambam, when he brings this din to pater someone who does not hear even in one ear, the lashon of the Rambam is l'man yishmu l'haytzi misha ein l'shmiya gemura. And he explains, like we mentioned earlier, that the Rambam understands the drasha of Baznehem to be telling us that not only someone who doesn't hear at all, rather even someone who's partially impaired, he's also pater, and it's not stam gzeir sekosov, rather since he's not able to hear as well, the Torah patterned him from the mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam does not even bring the pasuk of Baznehem. He doesn't quote the drasha that Agamara says. Rather, he simply says, L'man Yishmu tells us that you have to have a Shmiya Gemura. And the pshat is that the pasuk of Baznehem is a giloy, that when the Torah was makbid on hearing, the Torah meant full hearing and not hearing which is partially impaired. And therefore he says that this will answer the Turi Evan's kasha, even after we know the drasha of Baznehem, it's not stamak zeres akosov, rather the Torah is patterning someone whose hearing is not perfect, and therefore included in this drasha would be someone who does hear but does not understand, because the point of Hakel is to hear and understand. Someone who does not hear so well, or if he does hear but he's not able to comprehend, they're both included in the miyut of this pasuk of the man Yishmu. Now further down the Amud, we have another memro of Reb Tanchum, Chigur Beragle Achas Potter Min Ari'iyya, Shnema Rigolim. He quotes the pasuk of Shalosh Regolim Tochag Libashono, and he understands that Regolim tells us only someone who's able to walk by foot, he has to have 2 feet, otherwise he's potter from Arliya L'Regel. And that the Gemara asks Akasha, Vahar Regolim Iboile Pratle Bali Kabin. We need the pasuk of Regolim to exclude someone who has no regel at all, like Rashi explains, that his foot was amputated, and the Gemara means to say that you need the pasuk to exclude someone who doesn't have a regel Bechlal, but you still would not know a Chiger who has a regel, just his foot is not functional, he's not able to walk with it. On that, the Gemara answers, no, we have another pasuk, pa'omim, shalish pa'omim bashono, that's memayit bali kabin, and from the pasuk of regolim, we could be memayit a chiger, even chiger beragli achas. Now there's another important Turi Evan on this Gemara. He discusses it in Er Sugya, but he's Mayrech Mur in the back of the Sefer Turi Evan, in the section called Avnei Shoyam. He has an arichos on this. And he says that the truth is, these two psukim, Shalish Regolim Tochag Libashono, and the pasuk of Shalish Pa'omim, Yeiroa Kol Zuchurcha, are talking about two different mitzvahs. Shalish Regolim Tochag Libashono is talking about Chagiga. The Lashon Tochag is referring to the carbon Chagiga. Shalish Regolim Yeiroa Kol Zuchurcha is talking about the mitzvah of Re'iya, Aliyah L'Regel with the Oilus Re'iya. Obviously, it's clear from this Gemara that we learn one from the other. He brings other rayas to this. On the Mishnah, the Turi Evan already says, we see Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai discuss from what point the katan is mechuyev to be oyle regel, and we learn from the pasuk of regolim, shalish regolim tochag libashono, which is really talking about chagiga, and from that we learn to re'iyo. And the Indian tashlumin as well, the pasuk which talks about tashlumin is really talking about a carbon chagiga, and Tosfos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph says already that we learn from chagiga to re'iyo as well, that there's an Indian of tashlumin for the oylas re'iyo. So the Turi Evan says really those two examples are cases where we learn re'iyo from chagiga. In Arsugya, we see it works the other way around as well. We learn Chagiga from Re'iyah. Since the Pasuk of Shalish Pamim Bashon Yeroe tells us about Bali Kabin, and it tells us that they're Potter from Chagiga as well, so the Pasuk of Shalish Regolim Tochag Libashono is extra. It could tell us that even a Chigir is Potter. And because these Rayas, the Turi Evan asks Sakasha on Taisis Beis Amud Beis, Taisis Dibra Maschel Shemeya Ve'ina Medaber. Taisis says that the din is that someone who's Shemeya Ve'ina Medaber, or medaber ve'ino shemeya, which the Gemara says they're mechuyev in simcha because they're bar das, and therefore they're mechuyev in all mitzvahs in the Torah, but they're potter from re'iyo because we have a miyut, like the Gemara says on Gimel Amud Aleph. And Tosfos adds they're also mechuyev in chagiga. And with this, Tosfos answers the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis, which says yesh besimcha she'ein b'shteyem. There's a certain mila that the mitzvah of simcha, the shalmei simcha, has over the other two karbanos, oylas re'iyo and shalmei chagiga. And the Gemara says, "Shekein noyheges ba'anoshim ubenoshim, ma'asha inkein b'shteyem." Noshim only have simcha; they do not have re'iyo and chagiga. And Tosfos asks, "Why did the Gemara not also say that cheresh shemedaber ve'ino shemeya, and ilim shemeya ve'ino medaber, they also have simcha but not chagiga and re'iyo?" And therefore, Tosfos says, "You see that that's not true. You see, they are mechuyev in chagiga." And the Gemara in Daf Vav is only saying things which one has that the other two does not have. And Cheresh and Ilim, they have two, they have Simcha and Chagiga, only Re'iyah they do not have. But the problem is, like the Turi Evan asks, we see from our Sugya that Chagiga and Re'iyah are learned one from the other. So if Cheresh and Ilim are Nismayit from the Pasuk which is talking about Re'iyah, they should also be Nismayit from Chagiga. Now if we take a look at the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, L'chair, like the Turi Evan. The Rambam says a klal, kol ha-chayiv b'ri'iyo, chayiv b'chagigo. V'chol ha-potter min ha-ri'iyo, potter min ha-chagigo. The Rambam says clearly that whoever's chayiv in one is chayiv in the other. And whoever's potter in one is potter in the other. The Rambam earlier in the Halacha Aleph already said the p'tur of cheresh and ilim. There the Rambam was talking about ri'iyo. And here in Halacha Daled he says a rule that whoever's potter from ri'iyo is also potter from chagigo. The Lecha Mishnah points this out that the Rambam is saying now like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that Shemeya ve'ina medaber and medaber ve'ina Shemeya is potter from Re'iyo b'chayiv in Chagiga. And he asks, the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, how is the Rambam going to answer the kasha that Tosfos asked from Daf Vav Amud Beis? Why didn't the Gemara say that this is something which is yesh b'simcha ma'she'ein b'shteyem? Acheresh and Ilim are chayiv in simcha and potter from Re'iyo in Chagiga. And he says that you have to say, according to the Rambam, tonu v'shayir, inech nami, there are more things that could have been said, but the Gemara only chose to say one of them. Now the Turi Evan himself has a number of mahalchim to try to answer Tosfos. He has one side to say that Tosfos holds, even though Re'iyah and Chagiga are learned from each other, but since the miyut of Shemeya ve'ina medaber and medaber ve'ina Shemeya is not said by either, rather it's said by Hakel, from Hakel you learn to Re'iyah, then perhaps something which is not said begufei, rather it's learned from somewhere else, we cannot go on and learn a second limud from Re'iyah to Chagiga. And he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun, which has a shaila by dinei kochim, whether something which is lomid b'gzeira shava chayzer melamid b'vinyan av. One din which is learned from a previous din with a gzeira shava, can we go on and learn out from there to a second place b'vinyan av? But al kalpanim l'maisa, the Turi Evan concludes that a cheresh and a ilaim are potter from chagiga, just like they're potter from me'iyo, which is the sheet of the Rambam, like we said. And he also quotes a Tosfos in Psachim daf pei omen aleph, which says clearly like this. Tosfos over there is talking about an oral and a tummy, that according to one shita, mishalchim karbon eseihem, even though they cannot come into the Azara, they are allowed to bring a carbon, they send it to the Beis HaMikdash, even though they themselves cannot come in. And Tosfos discusses what's the din of a chagiga. The Gemara over there in Psachim Daf Pei seems to be mavur that a tummy cannot bring a carbon chagiga, even if he could send other karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot send a carbon chagiga. And Tosfos explained, since the din is that a tomei is potter from Re'iyah, that we see in Daf Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara makes a drasha Vosam shama vehevesem, that anyone who cannot come is potter from bringing a carbon ri'iyah. And Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi that says that Chagiga and Ri'iyah are hukash to each other, and therefore since the Tamei is potter from Ri'iyah, he's also potter from Chagiga. So Tosis clearly says that anyone who's potter from one is potter from the other one. So Akoponim, we have a very basic machlokes Rishonim, whether a Cheresh and an Ilaim are mechuyif to bring a carbon Chagiga. Tosis Bayos and Daf Beis Amud Beis says that they are chayiv, and the Rambam and Tosis and Pesachim Daf Pei, they would hold that a Cheresh and Ilaim are potter from Chagiga as well. Now we'll see more about this in Mirat Hashem later on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Now there's a very interesting shaila which is negeya to Har Sugyo, and that is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Is one mechuyiv to be Oyle L'Regel, to go to the Azara Dafka by foot, or one may go even riding on an animal or riding in a carriage? He doesn't have to actually walk up to Har HaBayis and to the Azara. Now we saw in Har Sugya, the Gemara brought two drushas. One drusha from Pa'omim, Ein Pa'omim Ela Raglayim, from there were Memayit Balei Kabin, and another drusha of Regolim, from there were Memayit Achiger. The Gemara later on, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, says, from the drusha of Regolim were also Memayit Achoyle, Asuma, Azokin, and Misha Eina Yochal Lalois Beraglov. Anyone who's not able to walk up by foot is also excluded from this pasuk of Regolim, which tells us that one must be able to walk up by foot to Har HaBayis. However, we still have to discuss someone who does have the mitzvah. He is mechuyev because he is able to walk. Does that mean that he must walk dafka in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? Or is he mekayim the mitzvah anyway he gets there, as long as he shows up in the Azara? Now there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Mishpatim, on the pasuk of Shalosh Regolim Tochag Li Bashono. He quotes a medrash that says that since the pasuk Legabi Aliyah L'Regel uses a lashon of Pa'omim, Shalosh Pa'omim Bashono Yireh Kol Zuchurcho, and Ein Pa'omim Ela Raglayim, like the pasuk says, Termesene Regel Raglay Oni Pa'amei Dalim, and the pasuk Mayofu Pa'amayach Bana Olim. Therefore the medrash continues, Mikan Shlo Yalu Ela Beraglayim. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel must be done dafka by foot. This is the medrash that Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, and the mashmois is that that's the din. There's no one who argues. Aliyah L'Regel must be done dafka by foot. Now there's the tshuva of the Maariz Chiyus in Simen Zayin. He discusses at length this shaila: does a real Aliyah L'Regel have to be done dafka by walking? And he quotes the medrash mentioned above, and he says the medrash doesn't mean that one is not actually yotze the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel if he's oyle not by foot. Rather, what it means is an inyan of chivav a mitzvah. Like we find that there's schar psiyos, the inyan aliyah l'regel also, there's extra schar for one who shows chivav a mitzvah by walking there by foot. And he quotes a Yerushalmi in Psachim Perek Dalid, Halacha Zayin, which is mavur like this, that one could be yotze aliyah l'regel even if he does not walk by foot. The Yerushalmi is talking about which melachos can be done on Erev Pesach, Yudal and Nisan. And the Yerushalmi says that certain melachos l'chachamim were matir, melachos that they were also matir on Chol HaMoed, things which are l'tzerech yontif. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda over there says that Chazal were matir to the ratzonim, the shoemakers, to fix shoes on Chol HaMoed, and therefore also it would be mutter on Erev Pesach. And the reason he says why the chachamim were matir is because the Olei Regel, their shoes were ruined from the long trek, so they were matir the shoemakers to fix the shoes on Chol HaMoed and also on Erev Pesach. However, the Chacham over there, they argue, they say this is not one of the melachos which Chazal were matir, and they explain because Ashirim hayu, ubebehem hayu oilim. Most of Klal Yisrael were Ashirim, they did not have to walk by foot, the Aliyah L'Regel. They came riding on behemoth, and therefore we did not have to be matir to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So the Yishalmi is muchach, the one who has money, an usher who has behemoth, he does not have to be oilel regal by foot, he could ride on his behemoth. The Meiri in the beginning of the Masecht also quotes this Yerushalmi, and the Meiri says that one is not required to walk by foot the Aliyah L'Regel, and that which the Gemara is Muchach, that we learn from Pa'omim and Regolim, to be Memayit, someone who's not able to walk, the Pshat is not because if you're not able to walk, you're not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rather, the Torah was Memayit, patterned from the Mitzvah of someone who couldn't walk, but someone who is able to walk, they are able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even riding on a behema. There's an interesting discussion on this topic in the Igros Moshe, the first chelik of Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Aleph. In the back, he has a section of Simonim on Inyanei Kodshim, and over there in Simon Chof Aleph, he discusses at length this shaila, whether Aliyah L'Regel has to be done by foot. And he says, surely from Harabayis and onward, one is not allowed to ride on a behemoth, so obviously he has to walk. But from his house until he gets to Harabayis, is one required to walk by foot, or can he ride on his behemoth? And the Moshe says, the pashtus is that the Ikar Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is coming into the Azara. The whole walk until he gets right before the Azara, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not actually part of the Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore there could be no dinim in how exactly it has to be done. As long as he gets there, as long as he gets in front of the Azara, and then he walks into the Azara, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Torah would not give any requirements how he should get to the Azara, that it should dafka be done by foot, since that's not actually part of the Mitzvah, rather it's part of the Hechsher Mitzvah. Just like building a sukkah, Rav Moshe says that it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, and therefore there's no dinim, as long as you come out with a kosher sukkah in the end. The Torah does not give any requirements in the Maisa B'niyah, since that's only a Hechsher Mitzvah, so too there are no dinim in how one gets to Har Bayis. However he gets there, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. And Rav Moshe says, even though we find the Miyat in the Gemara for Bali Kabin and Misha Ein Yochel La'alech Beraglov, the Torah patterns someone who's not able to walk there by foot, Rav Moshe says, the pshat is not that the Torah is telling us that the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is if one is Oyla L'Regel by foot. And Rav Moshe proves this. He says, because if the pshat in the Miyat is that if you're not able to walk, you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah, why would we need two separate Limudim? One Miyat for a Bali Kabin, and a separate Miyat for a Chiger, or Misha Ein Yochel La'alech Beraglov. If the Kavanah of the Torah is that if you cannot walk by foot, without any assistance, you're not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, one Miyat would tell us both things. Obviously, that's not the point that the Torah is telling us. Rather, the point is the Torah is giving us a Ptur. So we have one Ptur for a Bali Kabin, that's someone who does not have a Regel Bechlal. That's learned from the Pasuk of Pa'omim. And a second Ptur for someone who has a Regel, but it's not functional, he's not able to walk onto the Har Habayis. But it's not the pshat that the Torah is telling us that it's not possible to be Mekayim the Mitzvah unless you walk by foot. Because if so, then one Miyat would have sufficed. And Moshe brings another interesting raya. The Gemara says, we learn from the word pa'omim to be memayit, bali kabin, like the Pasuk says, mayofu pa'amayich bana olim. And Rashi explains, what does the Pasuk mean? Mayofu pa'amayich bana olim, alma bebali min olim sheichi pa'omim. That the word pa'omim, footsteps, refers to someone who has shoes. And from here we can learn that someone who does not have feet to put into shoes, he's potter from the mitzvah. And Rav Moshe says, surely the Pasuk is not telling us that you have to walk, you have to be oyla l'regel wearing shoes. Firstly, from Har Habayis, one is not allowed to wear shoes, but even until he gets to Har Habayis, we don't find anywhere that there's a din one must wear shoes. And if the drasha of the Pasuk is that it's not shaykh to be mekayim the mitzvah unless one has pa'omim, footsteps, meaning wearing shoes, then there should be a din for everybody, not just to be memayit bali kabin, but we should learn from here that everyone must wear shoes when he's oyla regel. And therefore Moshe says, surely that's not what the Torah is telling us, rather it's a miyat ba'alma. It's a drasha that some people are potter from the mitzvah if they're not able to wear shoes. But not that everyone must be oyla l'regel wearing shoes. So too Moshe says, l'gabi, the drasha of chiger, that one must be able to walk, the Torah is not telling us that the only way we could be mekayim the mitzvah is if we walk. Rather, the Torah is mimayit, that a person who's not able to walk, he's potter from the mitzvah. Furthermore, Moshe says, we find in the Mishnah, machoikis beishami beishillel, about the age when a katan begins the mitzvah of chinuch, to be oyla regel. According to Beis Shammai, once he's yochel lirkoiv al ksefoi shel oviv, he's already mechoiv in the mitzvah of chinuch, he has to be oyla regel with his father. And Moshe asks that a katan who cannot walk by himself, he has to ride on his father's shoulders, even a gadol in the same situation would be potter. A gadol is not yochel lahalich beraglov, is potter from the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. So why should a katan who's not able to walk beraglov be mechoiv in the mitzvah? Why should his mitzvah of chinuch begin? But the gadol in the same situation would be potter. How could it be that the katan already begins his mitzvah of chinuch at that point? And therefore, Moshe says, here again we see that which were memayit, Misha in yochel lahalich beraglov, is not the pshat that he's not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Rather, the Torah gave a ptur to certain people who had different types of handicaps. One of them is a person she'ena yochel lahalich beraglov. The fact that he's different from other people, the Torah therefore gave him a ptur. And if so, Rav Moshe says that a katan, which is normal for him at this age not to be able to walk, he's not different from anyone else, and therefore the Torah never gave him a specific ptur. So he's not included in the category of Misha Eina Yochel Lahalich Beraglov. And therefore his mitzvah of chinuch starts already. And even though he's not able to actually walk up to Har Habayis, but the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel does not actually require one to walk. And therefore the mitzvah of chinuch over here can begin already. And Moshe goes on to explain what does Beis Hillel hold? And at what point exactly does he argue on Beis Shammai? And he says that Beis Hillel holds, since Lemaisa, no Gadol who's not able to walk actually has the mitzvah, because once a person reaches the age of godless, then the normal thing is that he should be able to walk. And if he's not able to walk, he's already included in the miyut. He's a type of handicap which the Torah patterned from the mitzvah. Therefore, it would not make sense to say that a katan who is not yet able to walk has the mitzvah, because there's no such a thing as a gadol who's not able to walk who has the mitzvah. So even though for the katan it's normal for his age not to be able to walk, still it would not make sense for the mitzvah of chinuch to apply, because lemaisa, a gadol who would be in the same situation, who would not be able to walk, would be patur from the mitzvah. That's the nekuda of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Al-Kopanim Ramesha uses this as another right to say that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel does not require that one actually walk up to Har HaBayis, because if so, then it surely would not make sense for the mitzvah of chinuch to start before one is able to walk on his own. So Al-Kopanim, this would seem to be the pashtus, that Aliyah L'Regel does not require one to actually walk up. And the Medrash, which Rabbeinu Bechaya quoted, does not mean that it's mamish ma'akev the mitzvah. Rather, it's an esmachto bahalma. It's hinted in the psukim that there's an inyan dafka to walk up. Perhaps like the Maariv Chiyah says, it's an inyan of chavivas ha-mitzvah to get schar psiyos for walking and not riding on a behema. Now, at the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings the Joshua of Reb Lezer ben Azaryo. Hakel is ha'om ho anoshim v'hanoshim v'ataf im anoshim bo'em lulmoid. Now, Tosis over here, in Dibur Maschol, Noshim Lishmaya, quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that this drasha of Reb Lezer ben Azaryah is not like Ben Azai, who holds Chayiv Adam Lelamed Lebitoy Torah. The Shita of Ben Azai, it's brought in the Mishnah and Seita Davchof, is that one must teach his daughter Torah. And the Yerushalmi says this does not fit with the words of Reb Lezer ben Azaryah, because Reb Lezer ben Azaryah says that Anoshim Boim Lilmaid, the men are b'mkayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by listening to the parasha of Hakel, and noshim bois l'shmaya, they hear, meaning they're not b'mkayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, unlike men. And Tosfos in Sota Chof Aleph from Beis explains a little bit more that l'shmaya is mashma that they should listen sheyedu l'kayim ha-mitzvahs, that they should know how to be b'mkayim the mitzvahs which are incumbent upon them. But l'lmaid is mashma more than that, a Talmud Torah that women do not have. From here we see that Reb Lezer ben Azaryah does not hold like Ben Azai. Now the Shita who argues on Ben Azai in that Mishnah in Seita Daf Chof, the Mishnah brings the Shita of Reb Eliezer, he says, Kol hamelamid bitay Torah ki'ilu limdo tiflus. Tiflus, the Gemara over there explains, it means it's like he's teaching her to be sly in Inyanei Tashmush, he's teaching her to act improperly. But Al-Kopanim, that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins like Reb Lezer. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, Omru Chachomim, Kol HaMelamed Es Bitay Torah, Ki Ilu Limdo Tiflus. However, the Rambam adds on his own, and he says, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, B'Torah Shebal Peh, Avo B'Torah Shebiksav, Lo Yilamed Oiso Lechatchilo, Ve'im Limdo Oiso, Eino Ki Melamdo Tiflus. As far as Torah Shebiksav, the Rambam says, that also one should Lechatchilo not teach his daughter, but if he does, that's not so bad. That's not ke'ilu limdo tiflus. This is the way the Mechaber paskins in Yerodeya, Simen Reish Menvov, that's in Hilchas Talmud Torah over there, he quotes the Rambam, he says like this as well. Now both the Taz and the Bach, they explain, where do we get this from? Where do we know a difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh? And furthermore, if Torah Shebiksav is not included in ke'ilu limdo tiflus, then maybe it should even be mutar lechatchilo. Where does the Rambam know to paskin that even that is also lechatchila? And the Taz and the Bach, they say that the makor of the Rambam is from the parasha of Hakel. We see the Torah required the Noshim to come as well, and if the din would be that Torah Shebiksav also is ke'ilu limda tiflus, the Torah surely would not have required from them to come listen to the parasha of Hakel. Now once it's not included in ke'ilu limda tiflus, so how do we know that lechatchila, even that one should not teach them? So that they explain, this is learned from the member of Reb Lezer ben Azaryah. He says that Anoshim Boim Lulmoid, Noshim Bois Lishmaya. Bois Lishmaya, they explain, means that it's a type of limud which is not as much Be'iyun, it's more of a superficial type of limud. It's only a Shmiya, it's not a limud. From this, the Rambam saw that a normal limud, a limud at in depth, which Anoshim do, that one should not teach his daughter. But a type of learning which is only a shmiya of superficial limud, that one may teach his daughter even lechatchila. Like we find by the parasha of Hakel. Now, even though we're saying now that by the Parsha of Hakel it was not a real limud, it was only a shmiyo, still the Rambam was able to bring a raya from here that legabe Torah shebiksav, there's no inyan of ke'ilu milam b'tiflus. As the Taz and Bach explain, that if the din would have been that even by Torah shebiksav it was ke'ilu milam b'tiflus, then it's not mistaber the Torah would tell the women to come if it could possibly lead to a situation of tiflus. And therefore, on one hand, the Rambam saw from here that by Torah shebiksav it's not considered ke'ilu milam b'tiflus. On the other hand, he also saw that one lechatchila should not teach his daughter even Torah shebiksav b'derech limud, with depth. Like we see by Hakel, it says noshim bo'is l'shmaya. Rather, if one wants, he is allowed to teach his daughter b'derech shmiya in a superficial way. That would be mutter, like we find by Hakel it was done. Now this is all, like we said, in the sheet of Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah. Ben Azai, however, the Yishami says, like Tosis brings, he holds Chayv Adam Lalamid L'bitay Torah, that seems to be that he could even teach her Torah Shebal Peh. The Machlokes in the Mishnah and Saita between Ben Azai and Rebbe Eliezer, where Ben Azai says that Chayv Adam Lalamid L'bitay Torah, and Rebbe Eliezer says that it's Tiflus, that's talking about Torah Shebal Peh, like the Rambam says, because only by Torah Shebal Peh, Rebbe Eliezer says it's Kilu Limda Tiflus, then it would be Muchach that according to Ben Azai, one should teach his daughter even Torah Shebal Peh. Now the Gemara number Beis brings the Maisa of Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis. He went to visit Rabbi Lazar and he told him about a chiddush that was in the Beis Medrash that Amoin Umoyav Ma'aisrin Maiser Oni B'Shvius. Rabbi Lazar got upset at him because he says this din is already a Kabbalah that he had from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who heard from his Rebbe, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Amoin Umoyav Ma'aisrin Maiser Oni B'Shvius. Now what exactly is this Shailah? How to do Maisris in Amin and Moiv on the Shvius year? So we know that the Maestris have a cycle, the first and second year of the Shemitah cycle, one is Mafrish Maeser Sheni, the third year is Mafrish Maeser Oni, the fourth and fifth again Maeser Sheni, and the sixth Maeser Oni. The seventh year there are no Chumas and Maestris Bechal, the seventh year is Shemitah year, everything is Hefker, one does not have to be Mafrish any Chumas and Maestris. However, here we have a case where we have a place, Amin and Moiv, which did not have Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in Yen Shvius. Therefore, they were able to work on the land and things grew. And since they were not Hefker, they had to be Mafrish Chumas and Maestris. Now, the truth is, since Amun and Moav did not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara says that the first time they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael was Kitra L'Shaita V'loi Kitra L'Asid Lovai. And the second time when the Oli Bavel came, they were not Mekadosh Amun and Moav. So if it did not have a Kedusha, the same way it did not have Kedusha L'Inyan Shvius, it also did not have Kedusha Midai Reisa L'Inyan Chumas and Maestris. However, the din was that all the areas around Eretz Yisrael, midrabanan, you have to be mafrish chumas and maestris. This is a din which is true all 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, that you have to be mafrish chumas and maestris. However, in the seventh year, there's a dilemma. We don't know, should one be mafrish maeser sheni or maeser oni? Since the seventh year in general is hefker, we're not mafrish chumas and maestris at all, so if we have to be mafrish in a place where there's no kedusha shvius, yet there's still a chiv of chumas and maestris, we don't know what type of Meiser to be Mafrish, Meiser Sheni or Meiser Oni. On that there was a Kabbalah to say that you're Mafrish, Meiser Oni, in order that the Aniyim should have what to eat from. Now the Lashon of the Gemara is that it was a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Amin Umoyav Ma'aisrin Meiser Oni B'Shvius. Now the Turi Evan asks, how could there be Halacha Moshe Misinai about this? Midei Reisa, you don't have to be Mafrish, Chumas and Meises at all. There's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on Amin Umoyav, so you don't have to be Mafrish anything. And the Turi Evan is madchik that it's lav dafka, it doesn't really mean it's halacha moshe misinai. Now, in the Messiah Sashas, on the side of the Gemara, says that halacha moshe misinai means kloimar, dover borer ke halacha moshe misinai. And he quotes a Rosh in Hilchas Mikvois, which is printed in the back of the Nida Gemara, Simon Aleph. The Rosh over there says, this is an example of a place where we find the lashon of halacha moshe misinai, and it does not mean literal. Rather, it means something which is so clear that that's the halacha, ki'ilu, as if it was halacha l'moshe misinai. And the Turi Evan suggests that perhaps we could be madchik, that when the Gemara says hilchos l'moshe misinai, it does not mean the din that you're mafish meiser oni b'shvius and amen and moyav. Rather, the halacha l'moshe misinai was that kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loi kitcha l'asid lavai, the first kedusha is batal, and therefore when they came the second time to Eretz Yisrael and they chose not to be mekadoshit, the Chacham were able to be misaking whatever they wanted, and they were misaking to give Maeser Oni. However, he says this cannot be, because he quotes a Gemara in Erechin, Daf Lamed Beis, which brings a different drasha to tell us this din, that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel HaShayta V'loi Kitchel HaAsid Lavoi. Therefore, he concludes that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai must be Lav Dafka. However, if we take a look in Rashi, Dibur Maschol Kach Mikublani, Rashi does seem to be mashm like this. Rashi is explaining what exactly was this Kabbalah, which the Gemara calls Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. The Kabbalah was that Kedusha Rishayna Shekitchel Yeshua L'Shayta L'Loi Kitchel HaAsid Lavoi. Rashi seems to be telling us that the Kabbalah that he was referring to was not actually the din that Meister and Meister Ani Bishriyas. Rather, the Hilchasa was that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel HaShayta V'loi Kitchel HaAsid Lavoi, and like the Turi Avin explains, therefore Mimela the Chacham were able to be Mesakin whatever they wanted, and they were Mesakin to be Meister and Meister Ani Bishriyas. But Al Kaponim, most Mefarshim learn the Turi Avin, like we saw, and the Rosh in Mikvais. There's also a Rash and the Mishnah in Yadayim. They all say that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is Lav Dafka, because really it's a din derabanan. There's one last short ha'aral, Lagabi the din of Shaita. At the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings a Machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. In order to prove that one is a Shaita, does he have to do all three things, Yotzi Yechid de Belaila, Lon Bebeis HaKfaris, and Mikareh Es Ksusai, or is it enough if he even does one? Rabbi Yochanan holds that even one of them proves that he's a Shaita. Rav Huna holds that for each one of these things, we can think of a different excuse why he did it, and he's not actually a Shaita. Unless he does all three, then already we could assume for sure that he's doing it because he's a Shaita. Now the Tosfos HaRosh, when he brings the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, he says Rabbi Yochanan holds that even doing one of these things makes him into a Shaita, but he says, Avo tzorech l'ischazik gimel pomim ba'oisei dover. He tells us a Chiddush, the Tosfos HaRosh, that even Rabbi Yochanan, a person does not become a Shaita one time being Yotzi Yechidu Belaila, or one time being Lama Be'sakfaris, or Mikareyes Ksusai. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only after he was Nischazik. He did at least three times that one specific type of Shtus. And Rav Huna holds that even if he did it three times, but we could give an excuse for those three times, and the only way he could be a Shaita is if he does three different types of Shtus, then we no longer blame it on different excuses. This is the way the Beis Yosef in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Lamed He, Seif Tes, he baskins like this as well. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan that even if he does one thing, it already makes him into a Shaita, but he has to do three times that same type of Shtus. Now Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud, Kivin Davdinu Lekulu, Tosfos says, but this is going with Asr of Huna, that you need three different types of things. Tosfos says, "Michad b'shloisha zimna lo yischazik, the talinan b'achta kamer hashas, ima b'amachshava yisei inach." He says that Rav Huna holds that even if you do three times, but if it's the same shtus three times, that's not enough to be called a schazik. Now, according to what we're saying now, actually Rabbi Yochanan himself holds like that, that you have to be a schazik in one thing in order to be considered a shaita. And Tosfos was bothered by, why is Rav Huna not masking to Rabbi Yochanan? Why is it not enough to be called a schazik doing three times the same shtus? And that he says that Rav Huna holds that even if you do it three times, but you could blame it all three times on the same excuse, and only if he does three different types of shtus, then we no longer blame it on any excuses.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.